If your eye is bad.
But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Matthew 6:23.
I bless you to be on the alert for a bad eye, because if you have a bad eye, your whole body will be filled with darkness. You see, the God of this world continually offers his suggestions to you. I am not favored by God. I'm alone. I'm defenseless. If you ignore his suggestions, your eye will stay clear and pure. You will see things in the light of how God intended it to be. Consequently, you will be filled with joy, peace, and hope. However, if you adopt the suggestions of abandonment, condemnation, and shame the father of lies offer you, your eye will go bad, and your light will quickly turn to darkness.
Therefore, take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. Luke 11:35.
My experience with a bad eye is that everything and everyone around you becomes contaminated because you do not see through the lenses of truth. If your eye is contaminated with speckles of abandonment, everything you look at will be speckled with abandonment and loneliness. If your eye is polluted with condemnation, you will experience condemnation wherever you go, with whomever you interact. If your eye is smeared with shame, you will view everything and everyone through the lenses of shame.
For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:6.
If you have a bad eye, I bless you to ask God to shine his light on you and in you. Then his light will decontaminate your bad eye, and you will see everything and everyone in the light of God's truth. I bless you.